understands that there's a reason 100 years ago, a man just like falling over or getting hit really, really hard, everyone paid box office, like blockbuster box office level tickets to go and see Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin do shit like that because it was incredibly funny. And yeah. These guys get that. And some of the gags are just like, what if he just tackled a giant beaver? And then the beavers just started like mugging him and kicking him on the ground. Like, who the fuck is this guy? Or yeah. that crazy long held wide shot of him sliding down the snow hill while the three beavers are carrying a giant wood log. And the amount of waiting you have to do to be like, well, he's going to hit one of them, but you don't know which one, and he's just sliding down, and he just clears the legs out from underneath the middle of the beaver, and you're just watching dudes just take each other out and fall and get hurt, and it's so good.
Yeah, and what makes it so funny is, again, these are dudes just in beaver suits, literally. Yep. They don't try to make them look cartoonish or whatever. They're just dudes in beaver suits. So when you're going and doing like Jackass level stunts of just sliding down a hill and tackling them from under their feet, it is automatically hilarious. And I got to say, that shot, I was laughing throughout, but that shot is what just clicked with me right away. I was so on board with the rest of the film after that for some reason. Just that simple sliding under their feet made me howl, and then I was just so locked in. Not that I didn't love what was happening prior. I think it's just that the setup for me was like, I was getting used to the style a little bit and just how absolutely insane it is and how constant the gags are. I was at first just kind of trying to take it all in. And then as soon as the suits came into play, like the real physical comedy of when they're going to start tackling each other and wrestling and just being ridiculous, that's just, it clicked with me and I was so on board. But I like that it tricks you into thinking like he's going to keep failing because that's what they set you up in the first 45 minutes. And then they start doing gags where it appears as if he's going to fail, and then the beaver will die in some way that you didn't see coming. And then that becomes the gag. And it's just such a great way of doing repetitive things, but in a different, just in a different context, or just kind of pulling the rug out from under you and tricking you in a way. I love even the repetitive nature of some of the sound effects, like when he is.
I love the horror bushes. Music. Any time he thought about like, dude, there's a larger beaver conspiracy. Like, what are these beavers doing? Like the first half of the movie or so, you just see beavers in the background collecting wood. And you're not sure what they're doing. And it's building up to this giant base siege that he's going to do in the finale where they actually have this giant fucking thing. But it's so funny how often he's just like, well, you know, I'm just sticking to first. I'm just hungry. I need to satisfy that. Then I need to start getting, you know, I'm cold. I need to actually get like a hat and a coat. And, you know, he's thinking of a very small scale. And I love the recurring gag that in the background, you can see the beaver structure just getting bigger and bigger every time he's like walking by it. And you get like beavers in like construction hats and outfits. It's like doing engineering on it.
The clothing is so funny. One of my favorite gags that they keep going back to, because he starts murdering all of the beavers and murdering other animals in the forest. They have two beavers that are dressed up as Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Those guys are the greatest.
Oh, it's so funny. And of course, they don't really like, they don't do anything. They eventually bring a case to a court, which is a very funny sequence.
One of the best sequences in the movie.
It's really just shots of a dudes in beaver suits, but they have the Sherlock Holmes
with like a monocle and a pipe.
And the pipe, and you're just like, that's genius, because it's just so silly and it's just so
fun. And they're so horrified. They're like, there's a part where they actually like lean over and like vomit at one point because they're because to them, they're just watching a guy who is like mass murdering beavers, even though we know for him, he's just viewing it as horrifying. Like, I'm just a hunter. I'm just trapping. I'm just surviving. This is what
we
do.
Trying to get married to a good looking lady.
Yeah, he's learning the sort of animal hierarchy. He's dealing with the merchant, who obviously has the cute daughter who's constantly playfully messing with him, including a gag where she at one point lifts up her giant, sort of like winter, almost like silent era character outfit, then just does a fucking like strip routine in front of him that the dad can't see. That's making
a pole comes out of nowhere. It's so funny that they.
The Again, universe of this movie just bends for every gag that they want to do. And it's one of those things where the gags are so good that it absolutely earns doing that, and they're so consistently inventive and amazing. And I mean, like, one of my favorite sections is when he is learning from the real deal trapper who actually catches beavers regularly. He shows him how to use bear traps and manholes and, you know, this like big like scythe windmill like rotating thing that he has to crank that he teaches him how to use at one point, which is really important because he ends up using that a lot. But he's learning the animal hierarchy of, you know, what attracts what, like whose poop attracts the, you know, frogs attract skunks. And if I, and there's a video game logic of then if I build that, then, you know, I can attract a skunk, then I can throw them into a cave and it freaks those guys out and all this kind of stuff. But there's one section where the recurring gag is that the trapper, the skilled trapper, works on a dog sled, and all of the dogs are also guys in suits just pulling along a giant sled, which is an incredible image. But it leads to so many incredible background jokes or side jokes that I'm like, these guys are putting so much effort into even background jokes that it was astonishing. And one of them is when the fur trapper goes to trade in all of his pelts to go and you know, with the merchant. And there's this whole sequence where in the background of the shot, you can see the dogs in the background by the sled limbering up. They're like stretching. They're just like, yeah, dude, it's been a long, you know, we gotta get ready to pull the sled. But it's literally just like fat guys in a dog costume, just like stretching their thighs. And
they're about to work out or something, just human beings.
Yeah, like so that, funny. Like that stuff is so funny. Or the bit where they repeat the dogs playing poker and it's all the dog sled guys sitting next to the campfire playing with these giant poker cards. And it keeps recurring because every night the wolf eyes pop out and they keep, you know, finding a bloody trail where one of the dogs was pulled away and eaten during the night. So the poker game.